Our next guest is world-renowned for his mind, his perspective. He pioneered the electric universe. I mean, really, this is an amazing figure, scientific figure that we have, and we're so excited to have him on. He's a friend of the Power Hour. He's taught at the very high university level. He has spent a lot of years in private industry. He's a tier one scientist. James McKinney, welcome back to the Power Hour.
Thank you, Daniel.
Not only all of those things are true, but he's a patriot, and he keeps up on current events, and he, believe me, he wants you to be free. And so that's another thing I respect greatly about him. We've seen, obviously, there's a ton of news stories. We'll get to probably Epstein and Hong Kong and what have you. But let's start with one of the most chilling things that I've heard over the last month or so is Elon Musk saying that, hey, we do now have the technology, we can link up with your brain. I mean, that just sends chills and sounds like Minority Report times 10. What's going on here?
Well, it sounds like a technology thing that's been going on, like with, say, personal computers. When the processor becomes much too fast and there's not enough memory, then there's a push to create more memory, RAM or digital hard drives, etc. And it's kind of a leapfrog thing. One goes ahead of the other, but now they're saying that the interface to the internet, your talking or your visual or your typing or whatever you do to interface with your smartphone or computer, is the bottleneck. And so if they can wire directly into your brain, you can eliminate all that. Gee, you just don't have to hold that phone in your hand anymore. And they can wire directly into your brain with microscopic neural sensors that will actually sense when your neurons in your brain are firing. And you can have thousands of these, according to Musk, implanted in your brain. So now they can monitor your brain. I'm sure the next thing will be programming your brain, where they will not only monitor, but they will actually send signals to change your brain patterns. And then will this be required? Because can't you imagine, just like vaccines, where parents will say, well, gee, we don't want your kids in our school with our smart kids that are neurally wired into the neural link network. We don't want your stupid regular kids in there that aren't wired in. So you have to get to go to school, you have to be wired in. No, this is where it's going.
Okay, I just barely, recently got over the idea of putting my credit card number on the internet and purchasing something online. Now they want to wire into my brain. I mean, am I crazy here? I just can't see that could be a good thing.
Well, of course it can't. Let's go back to Obamacare. The whole issue of Obamacare was not health for all and these Looney Tunes running around health for all. That's not the issue. The issue is controlling everybody's body. That's what it's all about. And you're not going to get good health care. Of course you can't. You can't, it's ridiculous. The whole issue is control of your body. And here's another control mechanism. Musk is already putting up 12,000 satellites that are 5G. That means that at any given second, there's a satellite zipping over your head, and these have flashing lights on them. So you're not going to be able to see the sky anymore. The whole sky is going to be lit up with blinking artificial lights. 12,000 of them, eventually 60,000 of them.
Ooh,
on a clear
okay.
night, if you go to Arizona on a clear night or to the Mojave Desert, on a very clear night, the most stars you're going to see is around 3,000 with the naked eye. That's when the sky is just ablaze with stars. And you go, oh, look at all those stars. You see about 3,000. They're putting up 12,000 satellites that blink on and off. And there's, you look at idiot pages like space.com, and they're going, isn't this wonderful? Isn't this, they're just beside themselves about how wonderful this is. But No, this is off the deep end, where they show how the neural probes are just microscopic, and they can bring these down in within a given distance of a neural a cell in your brain to register the neurons firing, and that'll be your interface now into the internet. That's
all right. Let me summarize this for a bit, what you've told me so far. Let me see if you straighten me out if I'm off base here. The neural link, which has been talked about, you know, in movies, and scientists have prognosticated about this, but it looks like it's about a reality. Elon Musk is championing this, some kind of neural hardware bypass. So you don't have to have a phone anymore in your hand, or you don't have to type something in your keyboard. Now you can just think it, and you'll be linked up to the internet. Is that so far so good?
Right. And the other thing is, it can do things like look into your eye and detect what your eye is doing. So it can put it, it can take your senses basically and input directly into your eyes. So it'll be a communication, because it's not only output, but input.
Okay.
And this is what I'm saying about programming. If they could get neural connections into your brain and learn how to program your brain to put thoughts or images or beliefs or what, who knows what. But the other thing is, it completely bypasses the whole idea. This gives you the impression that you are simply a physical being, and that you are, you know, evolved from apes, for example, because they have done this with apes, where they put probes in their brain, and the monkey can interface with a computer. But it completely bypasses the idea that's lost in atheistic science, that you have a spirit in your body that makes you different than a monkey. That's what makes us different. That's why I can talk to you. That's why I can imagine things. That's why I have a free will, and not in just a dog on the street and responding to external
instinct.
Stimuli.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what makes us different.
All right. Let me continue with this summary, because now you've really opened up the thing here. I think this is a very important story. I think this is Brave New World. Aldous Huxley, I think, wrote that. You know,
exactly what I wrote in my notes. Yeah.
We're on the cusp here. To go along with it, let's put aside what you just said there, because we'll address that. With what you said earlier, Elon Musk with SpaceX, obviously a bunch of corporations are getting together. They're planning on putting 12,000 satellites in space that will create and bathe us in 5G waves, 5G energy. From there would be no way to escape it. You could be in the middle of the Amazon, or you could be in New York City. You said something earlier about input. Not only are you then connecting, you're sending your thoughts or whatever to the internet to type on a keyboard or what have you, but then the internet has the ability, or somebody through the internet has the ability to then send input through your eyes. I mean, are we talking a scenario literally kind of like The Matrix, the movie The Matrix, where they could input a total made-up false computer digital world, and that you think that's reality, or virtual reality? Is that what we're saying?
If you look at news today, or the mainstream media, as we call it, the fake news, that's what's going on today. It's just not direct drive into your five senses. And so, you know, with virtual reality, things like that, you know, this is the next step, is connecting into your, basically your brain.
How should I take this? You know, James, there's a lot of scary news, or a lot of concerning news. This is, how should I take what you've said already today?
Let me take it one step further. People who, this has been developed for like amputees, or people that have had accidents where their neural network
sure.
has been damaged.
Sure, that's how they're going to sell it. Of course. You know, look, Timmy can walk now. Look how great this is.
Yeah, they have suits that they can put on people that they can respond to, and you can have a guy that can pick up a bus, you know, with a hydraulic suit on. And so this is all happening. So, you know, the Avengers or whatever, you know, movies, futuristic movies of, you know, super ultra powerful beings, you know, we're on the cusp of that. But, there's the technology is getting away from reason, away from control. We have Google, which there's no control on. The governments of the world are looking at this and scratching their body parts, trying to figure out, you know, how to manage something that got bigger than even international corporations like oil companies.
We can't even stop Google now from censoring us. How in the world? Let's go to the caller, and then let's go back to this. And this is a very important discussion. David in New York, you're live on the air. What's on your mind?
Yes, Mr. McKay. You know, mathematical forensics and everything else that you are terrific at. Okay, you're like, you know, God will raise a standard for people, you know, at this point in time. I don't know where you stand spiritually, and I do not need to know. But let me just tell you, from my point of view and experience, yes, what's going on now, in fact, locally where I am, they're eliminating, you know, TV with the rabbit ears type of stuff, putting on a lower frequency so they can put the 5G through. Well, the 5G, if you ever checked into I think it was the In Power, INPOWER, you know, InPowerMovement.com, you would see how the United States, you know, has planned to put that 5G through everybody, okay? And once they do that, they can lobotomize you, okay? Now, we're spiritual beings, and I'm not giving into this fact that we're helpless, okay? So I think the more that you know, people know about, you know, that's helpful. But there's a limited period of time here now. We're at a certain period of time now when you can accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior while you're still in a sound mind before you become lobotomized. That's the point of time we are in right now. And, you know, I'm not going to be...
Let me get James' comment on that. I mean, David is... he's expressing concern of a lot of people, especially a lot of religious people, that we're looking at some kind of antichrist control mechanism possibly here. Your thoughts here, James?
Well, I started out actually by saying something very similar, that the human being is made up of, in a sense, two parts, the physical part, which is all they're talking about here, and that was the whole point of Carl Sagan's Cosmos series, was to drill into everybody that evolution, that man is just a little smarter monkey than the ones out there in the jungle. You know, that you are just, you know, you might look a little different than the guy next to you, but you're, you know, they talk about your brain being more developed, but it's purely a physical thing. It completely is devoid of any spirituality or any cognizance of a creator. Or, you know, this is what you get out of university or advanced education today. And it's just implicit in K-12 education that they can't talk about discuss religion in a sense, a broad sense of, oh, here's Buddhists and here's Catholics and here's Muslims. And isn't that great? They even want atheists to be talked about as a religion, even though they're opposing religion, because typically religion means you believe in some higher entity.
That's a very great point that you just said, and I hope that people listening, they talk about, well, they don't teach a religion in school. Oh, yes, they do. They teach secular humanism or atheism, and that is a religion to them, believe me. Anyway, I had to interject. Continue, James.
Right, but they want it taught as the status quo. But it completely denies the essential part of the human being that is your spirit. And I often talk about this. I had a strict Catholic education, and nowhere in my education, going all the way through 4 years of college at a private Catholic college, did anybody ever tell me how to communicate with my spirit? You know, and I was around brothers and priests and sisters and nuns and you know, whatever. Not a single one of them ever, or in a sermon or anywhere, even from listening to the Pope talk, never did anybody ever talk about your spirit and how to communicate with. It was like this thing that hovers over your head. You see a saint's picture with this little ring around their head. You know, it's like, you know, no, you have the ability and you do daily communicate. And then some people have basically accepted evil spirits to take over their body. You know, and so this idea of putting neural networks into your physical body to control it is, in a sense, demonic, because it's putting another interface into your body, which belongs to you, by the way.
Dave, did you have another comment or another follow-up question?
Yeah, I just wanted to let him know that he's one of my most, you know, in the human realm, one of my most respected people, okay? I wasn't trying to pick on him, but I'm not going to be a victim. And I know there's a short period of time now, and we've, you know, everything has to get out there. So that people that, you only have a short period of time, make up your mind. There's no fence. You know, you're the emperor without his clothes if you think you're agnostic and you're waiting for the right time. You know, the time is short, and, you know, that's...
Well,
that's
Dave, let me... Dave, let me ask you point blank. I mean, put the religious part of this aside and, you know, like hereafter, put that aside for a second, that idea. How should us right here and now, how should we take this information? How should we deal with it? Obviously, this push is coming. How should we, you know, one way to deal with it is to look beyond, look to the hereafter. Okay, what about here and now? How do you take this? What do you think we can do right here and now?
Well, obviously, I mean, people are not aware of what's coming upon them, and he mentions, you know, the 5G from satellites. You know, when it switched the stations over here to this, you know, rabbit ear TV that I have, which I have had before, now they've put up new channels, and I refuse to look at one of them once it starts flashing. It actually... The signal is like 32 on a scale, which isn't too bad for a signal, but it's flashing, you know, repeatedly, and it's, you know, and I refuse to look at it because I know, you know, whether it's frequencies or, you know, back in the old days when they put the drive and then had subliminal commercials, the popcorn and hot dogs and stuff at the, you know, at the food stand at the drive-ins. I'm not, you know, I'm aware of stuff like that. I see it when it first happens, and I'm not going to be a part of it because I know how easily your brain is manipulated into, you know, any type of that type of behavior. So it's just so, you know, it's deep, okay? But I had a sense of heaven one time, and it is silly, okay? But I was in a store, you know, local grocery store. And it was like 10 a.m. you know, on a weekday. It wasn't too busy. And it was a mother and her daughter behind me, you know, in line or whatever. And her daughter had that disease where it's a disease where you trust everybody and you think everybody is, you know, like you. And she exhibited so much love to her mother. I just sensed the whole thing. And it was like, that is heaven, and that feeling, that this pure love that filled me, that is heaven, and I want a part of that.
Mm. Well, thank you so much for your comment and for your question, Dave. Thank you, as always. Thank you.
Thank you.
James, we've got a couple minutes before the break. Obviously, we're going to go into some deeper areas of this, rabbit holes or whatever. I'm going to ask you maybe the question that came to my mind as you're talking about what has been held from us. Whoever is instigating this, that is the they I'm talking about. What is the message? What is the fact that they do not want us to know about either the world or ourselves that they are trying to hide from us? What is that message that that we are missing?
Well, that you're basically a spiritual being. From the day you walk into preschool. In fact, I was just looking up, for example, how about this for fun facts? Entire societies, positive books that will teach your kids how to accept the LGBTQIA community, how to be gender, how would you say, diversity accepting, this is coming out of Planned Parenthood, there are other gender identity for preschoolers. You know, so this is the level they're getting at for basically programming kids today.
This is obviously a big topic in many different directions. We'll be back with more with James McKay. JMCCSEI.com is his website. Well worth your investigation. His wing generator. Just so great to have him. Just one of our absolute favorites here. James McKay. You're listening to the Power Hour. Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be right back.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Oxygen. It's nature's oldest therapy and plays an essential role in destroying viruses, bacteria, mold, yeast, and fungus, and keeping the human body healthy and strong. Now, you can give your body and your immune system a mega boost of disease-fighting oxygen with all-natural Oxy-C. With so many people now leading a sedentary indoor lifestyle, most are in a chronic state of oxygen deprivation, which sets up a perfect environment for disease, general fatigue, and a host of other symptoms. Oxy-C is yours in simple, convenient capsules. Nothing to mix, nothing to hassle with. Take it with juice or water anytime. Feel a cold or flu approaching? Have no energy or spark anymore? Try all-natural Oxy-C and prepare to be amazed. Oxy-C is only available from New Earth Health Solutions at Rents.com. Look for the New Earth banner at Rents.com.
With dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Numana Food Storage is nutritious, is GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high-fructose corn syrup, has no chemicals, preservatives, or soy. And Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. Call Jay at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com.
America made just for you. Food storage I love to eat.
If you've been listening to this program for any length of time, you'll know that Fukushima, the greatest calamity in history, has now, as I've been warning since 3/11, killed off virtually the whole North Pacific Ocean and especially up and down the entire West Coast. The radiation is migrating inland and is moving across the entire country. There's only one proven defender to radiation exposure, the brilliant Chernobyl-proven discovery of Dr. Michael Kiriak, which combines the four most potent and powerful algaes on the planet, imported to the U.S. and known as BioSuperfood. I've taken BioSuperfood every day for several years now and want you to do the same for your sake and the health and safety of your family and loved ones. Take the banner at the top of Rents.com and prepare to learn how to save your life.
Hi, it's Catherine from the Power Hour. If you are one of the many millions of people who have difficulty falling asleep, staying asleep, or having unrestful sleep throughout the night, REM sleep could be the solution you've been searching for. If you are like me and are afraid of the dangerous side effects from prescription sleep aids, REM sleep is an all-natural alternative that contains ingredients research has shown to help improve and enhance better sleep. REM Sleep will get you the deep sleep you need to feel your best and will ensure you wake up feeling energized. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today.
Does Big Pharma have a hold of you? Thepowermall.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature, unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals. Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com today.
I got a simple question for you. Our guests have asked it. I've asked it before. If you don't get the detox cocktail from Sherry Rogers, how are you going to detox? If you don't take the alpha lipoic acid R, if you don't take the cocktail, how are you going to detox? If you don't take the phosphatidylcholine, how are you going to support your cells with the cod liver oil? How are you going to do it? I mean, these are important questions for you to ask. I mean, you may not be able to feel like you can stop the satellites, although we have the power in us to create any world that we want. But you certainly can affect your health. Grown by Nature, the vitamin E, the full spectrum vitamin E is on sale over at the Power Mall. Of course, Strauss Heart Drops with Wayne Elliott. Free shipping. You can get your auto ship, lock it in, shipped every month or every 2 months. Lock in the price, get a discount, and free shipping on the REM Sleep. We're doing both of those. The Helon and Lamb Cream, great interview with Ron Sally last week. Great things to have on hand. Ladies and gentlemen, I've said this, I mean this, I'm not just trying to sell things. I don't make any money off this show. So, it's not like I'm trying to make money selling this. I'm trying to spread this and have people like James McKinney be able to say these things and talk about these ideas and you be able to call us and us back and forth, independent thought. With everything that's going on, in a world that you feel like you can't control, then you have to get more control of yourself and more control of your own world. And then the world around you will begin to change around you, your change, if that makes sense. And that's what these products is for. That's what this show is for. Your donations, your prayers. I say it every time. We're here because of you. This is your show, your energy. You are supporting us. Your independent voice is now our independent voice. Or vice versa. It's the same thing. And how we get the fuel to put in this car to go down the road is by the Power Mall. We need your purchases. You need to buy from us. You need to buy from the good guys. So buy from the good guys. And thank you from the bottom of our heart very, very much what we're doing. But believe me, we need each other. So I hope that you feel that and know that. 877-817-9829. 877-817-9829. There's never been more pressure since, probably 1779, somewhere 1780 maybe, somewhere 81, maybe around there. There's never been more pressure on our republic, on where we stand, our inheritance, our relationship to our creator, and the divinity within us and just who we are as people. Never since the beginning of this country, never been more pressure. So you have to get more convicted and your conviction will win out. That is what I believe. That's why I'm here. And so the Power Mall is a tool to help you to do that. 877-817-9829. Again, thank you so much for all your support. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. I hope you really feel that. From us, it's discussions like this with James McKinney, and just recently, it's like I said, I've said this several times. There's a day in fall or summer, fall. There's that one weekend where 2 days ago it was summer, but now on the weekend, oh, it feels like fall. It just clicks like that. It's like, oh my gosh, fall's here. Recently, I personally have felt that. Change. It feels like, oh my gosh, fall is here. That doesn't mean tomorrow might not be summer. You know, it may click back and forth, but it's like, oh my gosh, fall is here. Well, fall is here, and that season is here, and all the things that we've talked about, and all the things that we've looked into, and the great guests that we've brought on to inform you, to empower you, all these things are starting to be much more self-evident. That doesn't mean that they're going to happen. It's up to us. It's up to you. And I believe in you, and I believe in this country, and I believe in where we are. That doesn't mean there's not going to be a heck of a lot of people that life's going to change as we know it and as they know it. Because there is certainly a monumental battle going on. And it's a force. If you want to break it down to its most simplistic form, it's good versus evil. It's Lucifer versus Jesus, if you want to, however you want to say this. But that's what we're seeing. And what James is describing, I asked him during the break. I said, James, I don't even know where to go with this. He kind of chuckled. He said, I don't either. Where do you go with this? There's obviously been some sort of plan of control. I want you to be free. And I firmly believe and I'm firmly convicted that God wants you to be free. And so we are here. We have power. We have freedom and a relatively great amount right now to make choices that can help us. Let's use them. And so let's use this time to talk to James and to hopefully empower and to help guide our steps here in the coming future. But to me, the season is upon us. And so I hope that you are getting prepared. I hope that you are cementing your relationships with your family, with neighbors, or what have you, or whatever it is, because we're just, you know, I'm not saying tomorrow the world's going to end. That's not what I'm saying, but it just feels like that season is upon us. So, getting back to you, James, you know, you didn't really know where to, I'm going to pose the question again. Where do we go with this? Where is this going? Who is Elon Musk? Is he a front man for something bigger? What? I don't even know what to ask you at this point.
Well, let me just I'm going to get into the Elon Musk thing here in a minute. But during the break, I was just doodling here, and I this is something I wrote down, three things. Just say no, capital letters, to 5G. 5G free zone. And then a circle with 5G with a line through it, you know, the no 5G. Ooh. You know, we don't have to accept the latest technology. You don't have to accept the car that drives itself. I'm going to drive my car. You know, I want a car that I can drive myself. I don't want a car that is somehow controlled where I put in the endpoint and it gets me there. I don't want that. The Elon Musk world that's being created, I don't want. I'm very happy locking my own doors and rolling up and down my own window to where I want it. You know, not with a window on my car that goes up all the way because it's programmed to do that. Or a car that locks itself. No, thank you very much. I can lock my car when I want. I can, you know, you know, out of convenience, we're accepting things that really are not good for you, you know, and it can cause you a lot of problems. I'm dealing with that in dealing with web pages right now. I'm not going to go into that, but my web page stopped working. The sales button stopped working about a week ago. We tracked it down. I had a specialist IT guy online, and we tracked it down this morning. What's going on? There's something changing my web page. And so I have to go in, and I have to have a back door to go in and straighten this out. But anyway, I don't like things that do things for me. I'm very capable of doing, you know, stuff for myself. So the idea that the 1950s futuristic thing where everything is done by robots, that's where we're headed now, and I don't like it. I don't want it. I don't want to live in that society. And 5G is one of the premier inroads into taking over your life. We don't have to accept all the technological advancements that come down the road. And it's, you know, you can order things online. You can do everything you do just fine with the technology we have today. I don't need a faster computer. I don't need a better cell phone. It's just fine the way it is. In fact, the cell phones do way too much as it is. I believe there's an opening now for people to take technology, the 4G technology, and invent phones and market them that can tap into that network. But see, the problem is you got the big corporate giants, once again, the Verizons, AT&Ts, and, you know, T-Mobile, and those companies who have bought into this whole thing where they are being operated and controlled from the top through these secret organizations that go up to the CIA and the NSA. And there are, this is like Bill Gates and Microsoft. Microsoft, you know, 15, 20 years ago sold out, and that was the big lawsuit against Bill Gates, where he was going to try and resist the NSA and the CIA putting hooks into Microsoft products that would be able to audit and control and monitor everything you're doing. Well, Bill gave in, and now he's a billionaire. He hangs out with the Clintons, and just like Elon Musk. So this is round getting back to Elon Musk. Elon Musk has sold out completely, and he's a front man, just like Facebook, Zuckerberg, and the other people. These people are front people, and when Musk had his lawsuit about not getting military contracts to go into outer space to send space payloads, that's where Musk broke down and joined the dark side, I would call it.
Let me put this in another little perspective here, or another kind of question. Let me pose a question to you. Okay, if all things being equal and everything's good, and you can trust technology, you can trust humanity or whatever, and if you said, hey, wouldn't you like your car driving you to work? Wouldn't you like some of these conveniences? I mean, certainly for part of me, my immediate reaction is, oh, this is fascinating. This is fantastic. I would love superpower. I would love to be able to pick up a car. I mean, all these things. On their face, they seem so enticing, especially if somebody, you know, they can't walk and now they can walk all of a sudden. But we're selling, tell me if I'm wrong. Really, the problem here is what is coming with it is the cost of making a deal with the devil, so to speak. Is that kind of what you're thinking?
Yeah, absolutely. It's technology gone awry, you know, and like you say, you know, you can sell this on, isn't this great that a paraplegic can now manipulate hands, artificial hands, and do things? That's wonderful. But I'm not a paraplegic. I don't need some artificial neural network controlling my hands. I do very well by myself. Thank you very much. You know, so, you know, the majority of us do not need some kind of input from a central controlling agency. And that's the problem. Google is now taking over worldwide education with Google Education, where teachers will not communicate with students by talking to them. They will go through chat that goes through Google, and then the teacher will send back canned answers that come out of Google. And the teachers love it because it's a lot less work for them. But what are you getting? You're getting worldwide controlled education. This idea that started decades and decades ago of artificial intelligence or knowledge-based systems. And so look at science. You know, 95% of what they teach in science today is pure garbage. It doesn't make any sense at all. But that's what is standardized into education. That's why students come out of high school or college not knowing anything, because they've been taught complete garbage. But the colleges make their money. The universities, they get paid. It's a business. Textbook companies get paid. It's a business. You know, and they don't want to change. If something new comes along, they don't want to hear about it because it's upsetting their financial apple cart.
We're talking to James McCanny. His website is jmccsci.com. I encourage you to check that out. How do you think this is going to be offered and rolled out?
Well, it's just going to be put there. It's already being put there. Musk is already launching these satellites. And, I mean, who asked? Nobody knocked on my door and asked me if that was a good idea.
No, it sure didn't. Obviously, okay, we have a caller I want to get to, and I want to ask you a couple questions about Hong Kong, about Jeffrey Epstein, too. Let's get to the caller. Ken in Maine, you're live on the air. Ken in Maine.
Yeah, Mr. McCanty, I listen to try to catch your program every week. 2 weeks ago, you mentioned 6 containers marked Muslim furniture loaded with automatic weapons and ammunition.
Yes.
Could you tell me, do you know what country they were shipped from?
Yeah, it was on an Iberian shipping company, and they came from Turkey. That's
one final question, please. Can you tell me the difference between science and knowing?
The difference between science and knowing?
Yes.
I'm not sure if I understand the question.
That's an hour-long question, Ken. Can you break it down some quicker?
Doesn't the word science means actually knowledge?
Oh, I see what you're saying. Yeah, well, when Galileo came along, I mean, you're probably going back to the ancient Greeks, in which Aristotelian philosophy was physics up until Galileo. For example, Aristotelian physics taught that a heavier ball would fall faster than a light ball, but they never did any experiments. Galileo did the first experiments showing that that was not true. But thousands of years of teaching that, they kept teaching that for a long time. And eventually that rolled out of the... So, yeah, you would think that science would be the equivalent of knowledge, but what is being pawned off as science today, once you get out of basic physics and chemistry and biology, etc., is just never land. I mean, it's just stuff that couldn't even possibly be true, especially in astronomy. And with the Carl Sagan thing, it's top down. It's like a pyramid with astronomy at the very pinnacle, and everybody else has to kowtow to that. An example that the solar system began 4.5 billion years ago. Couldn't possibly be true. We have data of everything. How could you pick up a rock on the surface of the Earth and say that that rock is 4.5 billion years old, therefore the Earth is 4.5 billion years old? I mean, it's ludicrous. But that's what's repeated by every scientist, and every archaeologist has to follow that same mantra. You know, that's where science is. You know, plate tectonics doesn't work. Where's the force that moves entire continents sideways around the planet? It doesn't exist. It can't happen. You know, you see plate movement along boundaries, but that doesn't mean that continents moved, you know, around the planet. It's ludicrous. You know, but here's the problem. Most scientists have never taken a physics course, or they probably opted out of physics 102, and they don't have any clue of physics or dynamics or cause and effect or energy sources. Meteorologists are in the same boat. So anyway, that's the short version. This is what I talk about all the time, but you would think that in the modern age, science would be on top of things, but they're not. It's just pathetic.
It's just the opposite. It's getting worse. I see it getting worse.
Yeah.
Ken,
yeah.
Follow up quick. Got just a little bit of time. Quickly, your follow-up thought or question.
Right. Since you brought up the subject of Iraq, if you have a frog in a pot of boiling water, or a pot of water, and you're heating it up, the frog can't escape because he has no place to launch himself from. So if you put a rock in that pot, we'll call it Yeshua, the frog will crawl up on that rock and escape. Okay? So this scenario of the frog in the pot, well, there's a rock in that pot. It's called Yeshua. And most of these people are so worried about their money and praise of men, they won't tell you how to get on that rock to set yourself free.
Well, thank you very much, Ken, for your question, and thank you for calling. We got just a little bit of time left with James. Let me ask you about, let's change subjects a little bit. Obviously, Hong Kong is very interesting, what's happening there, for many different reasons. The Epstein situation, those are two massive stories. We have Russia. I don't know what, who knows what just blew up in Russia. Any of those three stories, anything go to the front of your mind? What's most important to you?
I'm not that familiar with the China deal and the Russia deal either, but the Epstein thing is immense. I mean, this is one of the biggest slip slides, or as the Clintons called it, rope-a-dope, of the century, you know, at least so far. This guy is the kingpin of the pedophile international, politicians, kings, princes, you name it. And, you know, whether he's dead or not is hardly the issue. I don't even believe that. You know, I don't believe anything they say. But the issue is that, you know, they're investigating, and it's leading down to, you know, probably almost every person that's been in Congress in the last 20 years, President Clinton, you know, and, you know, just a long laundry list of international people. And, this goes back to much higher levels. You know, this goes back to the Black Forest and the Rothschilds. And, you know, we've talked about this before. So, it's a huge story. And of course, we're getting, you know, just scraps as usual thrown out from the media. But, that's the reason it's important, because that controls, it's one of the controlling factors that has controlled our Congress and international politics for centuries, literally. And it's trying to delve into this is almost impossible, because every time you get a lead or somebody like Jeffrey Epstein, you know, it's amazing they even arrested him. This was known about for decades. This is not like something new.
What do you make of that, James? What do you make of the fact that he was
never arrested before?
Yeah, what do you make of the fact that he was even arrested? What do you make of that fact?
Yeah, that's a complete change in the way the judicial system, the legal system works, because there's nothing new under the sun here. Everybody knew about this for a long time. Everybody knew about it, and it was just kind of like a joke.
Why was he arrested right now?
Yeah, well, he's the sacrificial lamb. If they could get him, you know, you get this guy out of there, it solves the problem. No, he was like the center pin of this whole international pedophile issue, which is still going on, and the CIA is in the very middle of this, the drug and the human trafficking that goes on. This goes into school shootings, the creation of kids' identities in school shootings, and on and on and on. I mean, this is a giant international mess. And even with the recent shootings, there's no investigation into the commonality between the shooters, who's been talking to them. These people are in mind control programs and on psychotropic drugs. You know, these people are just not individuals out there, crazy people. The majority of these shooters are in a program, and there's thousands of them all over the country, and they can pull the chain on any one of them at any given moment and show up at your local Walmart store with a gun. This is not a gun issue. This is a much bigger issue.
Deep state issue. Yeah, this is a deep state. Who's running? We got just a couple minutes. Your wing generator, people can go to the website to check on that. I think that is very important. We just have a couple minutes. Last comment on these red flag laws.
I'm not familiar with the term.
Okay. Sorry. Okay. So let's go to the caller. We got a caller then. The red flag is where they say, oh, you don't need your guns. Let me go take them.
Yeah. Well, that's just another twist on the same
story. Yeah. Let's go to the caller real quick. Hopefully we'll get a quick question in. Brian in Missouri, you're live on the air.
Hello. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. No, what I was calling about was he talked about Catholic Church and, you know, no one would tell him how to get in touch with the soul. And I know how to download information from your higher self, and I thought he'd be interested to know how to do it.
Well yeah,
by the way, it's something that I've learned how to do on my own, not because somebody taught me, and anybody can do this. This is not religious-based or anything else. But anyway, what do you have to say?
You have to do Kundalini yoga meditation. Are you familiar with that? Where you hum on your chakras. You start with your root chakra, and it's lung, and then your next chakra is lung, and they go on up. And there's a certain color associated with them. It's what they were doing in ancient times. Thomas showed Christ how to do this. Okay.
Yeah, but I don't need any of that.
Hold up, Brent. There's the music. Brian, I thank you very much for calling. Call a little earlier next time. Right, we got the music. I'd love to hear more from you. Thank you for calling. We just plain ran out of time. James, you got about probably 15, 20 seconds. Last thought is yours, whatever you want to promote or whatever you want to say.
Regarding communicating with your spirit, you can do it sitting there in a quiet room. It's part of you. You just have to understand that, you know, that it's there and you can communicate.
Earlier I asked you about what's the biggest secret. I think that's the biggest secret nobody tells you.
Yeah.
The power is within you. We have the power, ladies and gentlemen. We need to start using it and pushing it and believing it and seeing it and not letting these control freaks ruin our lives and ruin our world. So, James, it's a pleasure as always, my friend. God bless you.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Dr. Joe Schneller.
The efficacy that we're looking for, that we're going to prove, is that Carnivora wakes up this immune system and makes it dominant.
I highly recommend that you get started right away using Carnivora because it really will help you. Just follow the directions as the company gives them to you. And I just want everybody to know that there's been no one paid to do this. I'm doing this on my own because I care about everybody and want to see healthy people.
My husband has recovered tremendously after the physician suggested that he start taking Carnivora. When he was doing so well, I decided to start taking it as well. And we're both so pleased to be able to feel healthy again.
Hello, folks. Richard Ostro of Carnivora Research International here. Visit CARNIVORA.com or call 1-866-VENUS-FLY.